Ring the bell.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of the WrestleCast with Shozi, the only pro wrestling podcast out of the Middle East. And on this episode, you're going to hear a recap of what the first ever pro wrestling festival in the Middle East looked like. On March 12th of 2022, WrestleFest DXB held its first show and cemented the pro wrestling scene both in Dubai and the Middle East. Superstars from over 10 countries came together to make the show possible, and in a bit you're going to hear from a lot of them in terms of what they had to say about the show, how they felt emotionally, what it means to them to have been a part of the first ever pro wrestling festival in the Middle East, and what we can expect from the next WrestleFest, what we can expect from the wrestling scene down the line right here in the Middle East. You can also watch the video and highlights of the night by going onto YouTube and searching for The Wrestling Dude. And without further ado, enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, so I am here at WrestleFest 2022, the Middle East's first ever wrestling festival, with a name you've all heard. This is my tag team partner and his alter ego, Matt Nero.
That's right, we're here at WrestleFest DXB, the first ever wrestling festival in the UAE and the biggest wrestling show in Dubai's history. Can you feel the atmosphere here? It's electric!
Let me ask you this, Matt. You're jumping into the ring today, So you're going to be in the deep end of all of it. How do you feel?
It's a big night, and there's pressure like none before, but I thrive on pressure. I eat pressure for breakfast and then spit it out at dinner, because tonight I'm going to get through to that triple threat. I'm going to become the number one contender, and I'm going to go on to become the Wrestling Emmy World Champion.
That's a big claim.
It's a big claim for a big guy for a big night. Go hard or go home.
All right, then. So that pretty much sets the tone for the rest of the night. You've been in the scene for a while now. I can imagine it's a pretty big night for not only you, but for everyone here. But tell us how you're feeling.
It's a huge night. There's no denying that. There's been a lot of build-up going up to this. But if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. If you can't take the pressure, then you're in the wrong industry.
Very well said. So here's what we're going to do. Throughout the night, you're going to see different performers come in here, share their thoughts. So let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, in the room with me, Wrestling ME Champion, Jay Lamrod. Jay, you're one of the biggest names here at tonight at WrestleFest DXB 2022. How are you feeling about tonight?
Very well, but it's a little bit frustrating that you would say I'm one of the very best when it's an absolute certainty that I am the best in this region. Not just this city, not just this town, not just this country, but in this region, the very best. You know that. Everyone else knows that. That's why everyone keeps going on about that. That's why everyone keeps talking about me. So apart from that, I'm doing very well and I'm very excited.
And what are you looking forward to the most tonight?
Smashing my opponent, which is that masked individual who I shall not name because they don't deserve the marketing. They don't deserve the promotion of their name being heard by the sound of my voice. And then me walking out as champion, proving that I am literally the best in Dubai. I really am. If you look at it, who has the look? Who has the height? Who has the weight? Who has the athleticism combined? Who do you know that's my shape, my look, my capability, my charisma, my ability to talk, and my ability to perform in the ring? This is a serious question. Who do you know? There really isn't anyone that does that. This is serious. I'm being 100% serious. There's nobody that does what I do when I'm talking about the full package. So that's what you're going to see tonight.
Very well put. And apart from all your enthusiasm going into tonight, what does it mean to you to be part of the first ever wrestling festival in the Middle East?
This is one box that we are checking off the checklist, okay? We have many more milestones ahead of us. We have many more achievements that we're going to make, not just in Dubai, but in the UAE, in the region, on this side of the world. There's so many more things we're going to do, and this is the very first. This is the biggest independent wrestling event that's been held in Dubai so far, and it can only get bigger from here. So this is the very beginning. I'm very proud to be a part of this. I'm very glad to be going into this as the champion, once again, as the absolute best Jay Lamrod. That is the absolute best. And you will hear the announcers announce that tonight as my new name. Absolute best Jay Lamrod.
And final question for you. You've had the opportunity to perform all over the world, different parts of it. How do you feel this is different going into tonight?
Tonight is about making an announcement. Okay, for many people, there's history being made right now tonight. You have many stars that are going in there, and this means a lot to them. This means a lot to them because it's based in Dubai. This means a lot to them because it's their first big show. It means a lot to them for many different reasons. My one is that this is an announcement. I am announcing to the world, to social media, to the internet, to YouTube, to wherever you're posting this interview right now. I'm making an announcement that Jay Lamrod is the absolute best pro wrestler in Dubai.
Thank you very much for your time, Jay. And if you'd look right in there, let the people know what's coming for them down the line from Jay Lamrod.
There's a good way, there's a bad way, and then there's a Lamrod way. And the Lamrod way means that I am beyond every single other competitor that you will see in that show tonight. Mark my words, the Lamrod way means that I am most certainly beyond you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the Middle East, Truman Hudson III.
No worries, everyone gets it confused. That's why I shortened it to TH3, baby.
A lot like EC3?
No, listen, I tried my best. I'll shorten it to C3, something like that. We're very different. I was born with that name, he wasn't. It's different.
So let me ask you straight off the bat. This is your first international show outside the US.
Correct.
How are the nerves going into this, and what are you looking forward to the most?
Surprisingly, this is probably the most at ease I've ever been prior to a show. I think in the US, there's a lot more pressure because the independent scene is already well established. The Middle Eastern, specifically the Gulf and the UAE, the independent scene is so brand new. And to be a part of this is just something that I don't think will really sink in. I keep on saying I'm a part of something bigger. This is about to be something bigger. As we're at the first true independent wrestling show, I'd say, in the UAE, showcasing Dubai's talent. It still hasn't sunk in yet. I keep on saying it, but it has not sunk in yet.
Pretty sure everyone at home can hear the music and sound checks back there. Is there anything you're looking forward to most as the night kicks off?
I'm looking forward to showcasing everything. I've worked hard. Every person I know that's prepared for this has worked hard. Granted, I don't really like my opponent, Eli Hush. Very untrustworthy. Very untrustworthy. But tonight, I'm going to show him why I am the better wrestler, why I came all the way from America, approximately 7,730 miles away, to come here to lay down the smackdown. Or that's already been used, sorry. To kick some ass, let's be honest.
Final question for you. You're part of the very first wrestling festival, and I can imagine that's pretty big for you.
Yes.
Assuming that it's also your first international show.
Yes. Funny enough, I was on the other side. I used to interview wrestlers internationally when I was in high school. I was going to go to school for journalism, but instead of writing dissertations, I would travel the world and kick people's butts. And with that being said, after every show, they would be like, Truman, you should really consider becoming a wrestler. People in England and the UK, and I always thought, like, these places were so beautiful. Little did I know about the Dubai scene and the UAE's wrestling scene, and seeing it flourish from something, just a little spark to this big fire, to be a part of that, to really cement myself, to really put the pressure and put the heat to harden and be a part of this thing that's way bigger. You guys who are at home are gonna be watching this 10 years from now and saying, wow, he was right. Because this scene has so much to offer. But after seeing and saying I wanted to do this, for years, I've done it. And I'll continue to do it. And hopefully tonight I end the opportunity for my opponent to do it. But from here on out, I say DXB is here to stay. And so is TH3.
Thank you very much. And just before we let you go, what do people who dare step up to TH3 have coming for them?
You see, I carry myself very calmly on camera because I try to be as respectful as possible to both the interviewer and the people at home. But to be quite frank with you, anyone watching this that steps in my path in the future, know that this face is the face of honesty, this face is the face of truth, and this face is going to cut right through the bullshit, right through the lies, and get down to what's real. So, any opponents in the future, just know you're going to be stepping in the ring with a true man.
Ladies and gentlemen, now all the way from Lahore, Pakistan, the founder of the wrestling scene in Pakistan, Abdullah Khawaja. And I can imagine that this is a big night for you, flying all the way from Pakistan to come in and perform at the first ever wrestling festival.
It's my first international booking. Would not want to have it anywhere else in the world. Would not want to have it at any other place. I'm excited, man.
And you got your start off in wrestling right here in the Middle East. And to come back to this setup and to what it is today, how do you see that's evolved?
It was so special coming back after almost 4 years. This is exactly where I started my career. This is exactly where I started on this journey of professional wrestling in Pakistan. And the kid that came to Dubai back then in 2018, he was clueless. Now I have come back. I have seen how much this organization and how much all of my friends, all of these people, all of these wonderful athletes have grown as performers, as competitors. And I'm really excited that I am going to become a part of what I can say is going to be the biggest professional wrestling event in the UAE and even in the whole Middle Eastern region. And yeah, man, it's really, really special for me personally.
How would you compare this to a show back home? What's the difference you see?
Obviously, in Pakistan, it's been a little different. Doing a show of this magnitude in Pakistan would be much cheaper. But over here, the amount of effort and the amount of energy and the amount of resources that I've seen applied to make this night as special and as exciting as it can be is just fantastic. It's wonderful to watch.
You've been in the grid of it. You've been helping set up.
Yeah.
And you're performing tonight. Yeah. So how does that play into you going into your match?
Someone said that if you don't still get goosebumps thinking about what you're going to do, then your heart's not in it. And man, do I have a lot of goosebumps right now. I'm excited. It's a good type of energy. Let's see what happens out there. I'm going to give it my best. I want this to be a big night for Pakistani professional wrestling. I want to represent not only the Pakistani professional wrestlers that are waiting for me back home, that are cheering me on, but also want to inspire the next generation of Pakistani professional wrestlers and all the people that want to follow their dream, this dream. I want to tell them that it's possible. It's possible. You just have to take the first step.
Finally, what can people expect from you, your promotion, and now that you've gone international?
So I'm back in Dubai after 4 years, but I promise you when I say this, this is just the beginning. WrestleFest, WME, WRG, doesn't matter where it is, Abdullah Khawaja is on his way.
Ladies and gentlemen, with me, the man of the hour, the owner, founder, the CEO, whatever high position you can give him, Savage Sam. Obviously, big night for you, big night for the promotion.
Yeah.
The first ever pro wrestling festival in the Middle East, and it starts off with Wrestling ME. How do you feel about that?
I feel great. We've come a long way. We've done shows at our venue for over a year now, and you know, it's about time we took that next step. Over 200 people in attendance. This is our first step to achieving greatness.
And you have a match yourself. You're ditching the suit for tonight for in-ring gear.
Yeah.
How do you feel going into it with such a big stage?
Oh, I feel great, especially going against a competitor who has actually caught my attention in Johnny Evers. I'm looking forward to it. Hope we kill the show.
You're like one of the original founders of the wrestling scene in Dubai. Back when you started in 2015, 2014, to see that progress to you, one, having your own promotion, having all these performers, trainees, and over 200 people coming for this show, I can imagine that also plays a role in your mind, in your heart, going into the rest of the night.
I mean, wouldn't be here if it weren't for them, along with the fans. They're the ones that make it the spectacle that it is today.
Finally, are we going to see more of Savage Sam or of Corporate Sam? What's coming for anyone who tries to wrong you?
I'm not going to spoil anything. You'll see for yourself.
So if anyone messes with you, the suit comes off.
Exactly.
All right, Nova, we're here right after the end of WrestleFest 2022, the first edition.
So,
you were involved in the main event, probably one of the biggest matches of the night. How do you feel after?
Exhilarated. Cloud nine, out of this world. I feel many, many emotions, but right now I'm just, we did it for them, we did it for us, we did it for the sake of wrestling here in the Middle East.
And you were one of the first people on the scene when it came to wrestling in Dubai. How do you feel to see it come this far?
Rewarding. It's great to see how far we've come and the fruits of our labor. And I look forward to seeing where we will go from here. And I look forward to seeing where Nova Knox goes.
How would you rate tonight? First time, main event, biggest crowd.
100 out of 10. It was out of this world. It was galactic.
How was it for you outside character, outside the ring? How would you describe that feeling?
Outside the ring, it was definitely humbling to have this many people, especially seeing, how, again, going back to the initial question, how far we've come. But like I said, I look forward to seeing where we go from here, and we've just begun.
Faiz, you come off, again, just like Nova, the main event of tonight, biggest matchup, stellar event. How would you rate the night so far?
It's topped everything we've done so far. I mean, it's like the cherry on top. After all we've been through and done so many shows throughout 2021, 2020 with COVID. So this is just like the cherry on top right now. Like, I don't know where we're going from here. Like, how much higher are we going from here?
This was first edition of WrestleFest. You've been involved in the wrestling scene here right from day one. How do you feel to see it as far as it's come today?
I would have never believed you if you would have told me 7 years ago, 5 years ago even, that you could fill 100 plus people in a warehouse for an independent wrestling show in the Middle East that doesn't have any major WWE stars or TNA stars or any of those American or UK talent that you see on TV, and to be filled with 100 plus people for us was, and for me personally, was just amazing. Such a great experience.
Obviously, there's nowhere to go but up for you, for the entire team here. What are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to how much bigger we can get. I mean, if we thought that, 20 people was like the limit, and then we hit 60, then we hit 80, and now we're like over 100. So it's exciting. I'm really excited to see what next barrier will break down and what next milestone we reach.
You had a fun moment at the end of the match. You got to hit the ref. How did that feel?
I personally didn't hit the ref, but you know, you got to give the fans what they want at the end of the day. If they want us to punch the ref, we got to do it. And it was legal. You know, it was after the match, so...
MK, another part of the biggest match of the night. Some great performances put up. You can say the main event was a standout. How do you feel after all of that?
Amazing. Just proud of everyone that contributed. Proud of everyone that was in the match. Everyone that worked alongside us. Everyone before us in other matches, you know. WrestleFest was a long time coming. And we finally reached it here. And I just feel amazing right now.
Since I'm asking this to everyone who was here from the beginning, since you were part of the wrestling scene here from the beginning, how do you feel to have it come so far and grow so much?
It feels amazing. You know, at one point we thought that it was always going to stay the same. We always thought that, okay, this is just going to be a hobby. This is just going to be something that we'll just do on a regular basis, just like here and there. But with the hard work that everyone put in and reaching this level right now, it just feels so surreal right now.
Where do you see yourself from going from here? What can we expect in the next WrestleFest?
Hopefully more fans, more action, bigger and better. It just goes up from here. So, hope to see everyone there.
One last thing. How did it feel hitting the ref at the end?
Amazing, you know. We always want to.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in front of you is the new Wrestling ME World Champion.
spoke to Jay Lambrod, the former champion, earlier, and he was very confident that he wouldn't lose his title tonight. But
not against me.
Here sits the new winner. How do you feel?
I feel ecstatic. Mainly because the show was bigger than we expected it to be. And I feel like it was an exclamation point of a culmination of hard work, dedication, blood, sweat, and tears of everyone who wanted to dedicate their lives, their profession, into the art of professional wrestling.
You were pretty big on the behind-the-scenes things, working multiple times, whether that be the wrestling part of it, the organized part of it. How does it feel to have seen it all come all together so successfully?
I used to think it would just be the cherry on top, but it seems like we're just the syrup at the bottom. By the end of the show, I'm like, man, this is the beginning. So, many more to come.
How do you feel about kicking off to a whole new level from where we started off wrestling?
I wouldn't say kicking off. I would say this is a new chapter. So keep your eyes peeled.
When can we expect the next WrestleFest?
When can we expect the next WrestleFest? Very soon.
One last question. How did it feel to hit the ref at the end?
Oh my god, moment of the night. Tell me about it. I have to rewatch the video and I'm gonna post it tonight.
That wraps it up for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Be sure to check out different social platforms. On Instagram, you can find us on @RefflerShozy. That's WRefler Shozy. You'll be able to see behind the scenes clips of Night as well and different events. You can also look for the WrestleGram on Instagram, again @RefflerShozy on Twitter, @WrestleCastPod on Twitter, and finally on TikTok, you can find me @RefflerShozy. Quite a few to remember, so they'll be down in the description below, so make sure to check them out. And once again, be sure to go onto YouTube, check out the Wrestling Dude for the entire video of the night. Once again, you'll be able to see highlights, interviews with the stars, and hear a bit more from them. There will be an additional video coming out of behind the scenes, what it looked like after the show, just a little bit of fun we had with the superstars. Be sure to check us out. You can also check out different episodes of the podcast on any podcast platforms, and be sure to give us a follow and share episodes you love. Thank you again very much for your support, and until next time.